This is KC8YVF. Yeah, for the Skywarn, anyone can be a Skywarn spotter. You do not have to be a ham. My daughter and son-in-law are both Skywarn spotters. They've got to get them to renew here coming up. It's been a couple of years since they've been back to a class. For those that are not ham radio operators, they call in. They have an 800 number that they can call in, or they can send information, non-critical information, via Facebook page itself or through Twitter, all three of those. But anything critical is called in through the 800 number directly to National Weather Service. Ham radio operators, obviously, we have the net that we maintain during severe weather conditions. So, again, different ways of reporting. So firefighters, policemen can all be fire or Skywarn trained. They have a phone number that they would call in to report their information to the National Weather Service. Yes, for Thursday, Mike, I got to give you a call after this to discuss plans for Thursday. I will be doing a hands-on, basically, demonstration or presentation for the new radio that I have. It's going to be basically in person. So if you want to come see what it's about, you're going to have to come to the meeting. I'm really not going to be able to do this over the air, because if we have the meeting, we've got to have a second screen, can't have you log into two different conference calls at the same time, basically. Or if I did, that we could do the presentation on, but when I did would do the presentation that is the part that's on my phone, then that one, I don't think, I got to plug into a projector, and that's going to cut off our online person from that portion of it. So Mike and I will discuss if we can come up with something, but basically if you want to partake in the presentation, you're going to have to be there in person to see all of it at least. Let me break for a second.